25 minutes past eight now, and it's been called Little England Beyond Wales by some. But should South Pembrokeshire really be called Little Flanders upon Wales? Well, today a ceremony will be held in the village of Llangwm, or Langham as it's called by locals, to celebrate the completion of a huge project detailing the history of its Flemish founders 900 years ago. A new tapestry will be unveiled by a representative of the Flemish government, and a new app has also been developed to tell its story. Aled Schofield reports.
St. Jerome's Church is over 800 years old and dates back to the Middle Ages. When the people of Llangwm, or Langham as it's called by many of the locals, decided that their crumbling church needed an extensive renovation 5 years ago, they embarked on a project that has not only safeguarded the future of the building, but also tells the story of how Flemish invaders sent to Wales by King Henry I shaped the history of this part of South Pembrokeshire 900 years ago. Pam Hunt has been the project leader.
Wales had been invaded in 1093. They started building Pembroke Castle shortly after that. Henry had declared Pembroke as a borough, and they had created this defensive line. And he said, well, let's send them all to part of that, of South Pembrokeshire, which was the Hundred of Roos. 30 years later, there was a massive flood in the Flanders wetlands, and they had nowhere to live, and they approached Henry and said, can you give us somewhere to live in United... Well, it wasn't called the United Kingdom then, but, you know, in England, if you like. And Henry said, well, no, but I can... There's plenty of room in Pembrokeshire for you. So this other lot came in, and over that whole 12th century, they were migrating here, and they brought with them skills that weren't known in the UK at that time.
A 5-metre-long tapestry detailing the story of the Flemings' arrival and subsequent history has been created by the local community. The tapestry is based on illustrations by local children. It was drawn by a local artist and stitched by 30 local people. The embroidery took over 2,000 hours to complete. Fiona Cutting and Liz Beresford worked on the tapestry.
It was quite challenging. I mean, I'd done very little. But, we soon picked it up, and we were taught the sort of basic stitches. So that was, we had a little trouble at the start, but then we got into it.
The main stitch was a chain stitch, which was not something not the way anybody had ever done it before, because it's flat, and we had to do it vertically. And it was simple in the end, but it took a long time to just get it into your head.
It was a nice thing to do, though, because it was last winter, and it was a lovely afternoon, evening activity to do in our houses, really, which is what we did.
Heritage Llangwm received over £400,000 for the project from the Heritage Lottery Fund, Cadw and other bodies. There's been an archaeological dig at various locations in the area and a project to test the DNA of local men, which shows a genetic link between villagers and Flemish invaders called the De La Roche family. Liz Rawlings worked on the DNA project.
Part of the project was to investigate the Flemish lord of the manor, the De La Roche family, who come from Godbert the Fleming, who was born Pembroke Castle, 1096. And to see whether or not there were any of the local men who were descended from this family. We did have one volunteer, Norman Roach, who is a direct descendant of Godbert the Fleming. And he's got an amazingly rare haplogroup, which has got a fascinating story behind it.
They occupied the whole country of Caldros near the estuary of the river called Cleddau, and drove away all the inhabitants from the land.
A digital app, the Talking Tapestry of Langham, has also been developed to complement the real tapestry and is narrated by a character called Mabel the Fleming, who lived in 13th century Haverford West.
We often wonder why the Flemings, the ordinary people that follow...
And I thought, well, why don't we just make a tapestry and let we then use an app or smartphone and let the tapestry talk to people through their smartphones and tell them the story. We're doing an official switch-on of the tapestry, although I think it's going to become an unveiling now. I've just recently heard that's probably a better way of doing it. We have a representative of the Flemish government. We thought it'd be rather nice to rekindle our link with Flanders just for one day, and Nick van der Marlier is coming down to switch on the tapestry for us.
That's the first time I've ever heard of a tapestry being switched on. Sounds fantastic. That was a report from Alex Schofield, Aled Schofield, rather.